guest line. Joining us now, our fantasy football expert at RotoWire, it's our buddy, it's Ken Kreitz. How you doing, Ken?
I am great, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
Well, we want to start. Rich has, Rich, you proposed a trade
for
Rich.
No. Okay, no, he did, yes, yeah, to me.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And my question is, should anyone in their right mind accept any trade offer from a guy who basically makes a living winning fantasy football?
Exactly.
Rich, what did I tell you last week? I said, you need running back depth. I gave you a running back offer, a guy I took fairly high in the draft, for a wide receiver. It's exactly what we discussed on air.
He wants to give me Tariq Cohen of the Bears for Kenny Golladay, who had a big week last week for the Lions.
No deal.
And who does Yahoo rank higher there, Rich? Cohen or Golladay? They rank Cohen higher.
Okay, no deal. Actual Golladay 46th, Cohen 176th.
No, that's last week. They still rank for rest of the season.
It's 110.
Like 110 to 130 or something.
Yeah.
No.
I
do
Rich doesn't need it. Rich has the highest point total. I wouldn't do it, Rich.
Right, I dominated last
week.
And whatever Brady votes doesn't count here because I'm playing him this week.
But actually, before we dive into fantasy football, can we nominate Arnie's wife for sainthood right now?
What is she
She's slaving away in the kitchen, and Arnie's just trashing her on air. I am so happy when my wife makes anything for dinner.
I'm not. That's why I want to order pizza all the time.
Nominate her for sainthood now. She is an angel.
I've been calling her St. Beth since the day I met her. I mean, what was she thinking 23 years ago?
Yeah. Heavily drugged. Who knows?
Big mistake there, right? The big mistake. All right, don't do the trade, Rich. That's it. Come on, you don't need it. We're kicking ass in our fantasy football league. We don't need anything.
Yeah.
We've got the best teams.
1 week.
Maybe ask just Jimmy Garoppolo or Cam Newton this week. What are you thinking?
Ooh, Jimmy Garoppolo or Cam Newton.
I got both. Is my team so great?
We don't have either. We have Cam Newton top at number 10 against Atlanta, and we've dropped Jimmy G. Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy G. We've got. Oh, he's number 5 because he gets to play Detroit. I forgot about that.
Look at that,
boy, Patricia. How great was the look on Patricia's face?
Yeah.
That whole game. Oh man, he's going to have to grow like a twice as large beard to hide the disgruntlement throughout this season.
Ken, we ended the top 4-4 talking about Patriots, Jaguars, and Leonard Fournette. How valuable is T.J. Yeldon this week on waiver wires? We don't know if Fournette's going to play.
I love Yeldon as a speculative pickup, assuming your schedule's clear on Sunday morning to check whether or not Fournette's going to play. I will say this. I know Arnie has the Jags winning big, but I can see the Patriots going up early. And if so, they're going to need to throw to Yeldon. Yeldon's the much better receiver than Fournette. And I don't know why in week two they'd mess around with their star player. I know they have all that talk about this being a huge game, but it's week two. The Jags will do just fine if they lose this game, and I don't know why they'd put Fournette at risk. Hamstring injuries are tricky. They linger. They re-trigger very easily. So anyway, I do love T.J. Yeldon as a nice pickup. But you got to be ready Sunday morning to see who plays.
Yeah, and also, Ken, I mean, as far as the Patriots go, would you not start anybody because of the fact that they're playing Jacksonville? And I'm talking about Brady. I'm talking about Gronk here.
I'd play him. The hope is, you know, I remember when I lived in Chicago and Michael Jordan would play bad teams, not that the Jags are bad, and he'd just get his 30 in the first half so he could sit out the whole second half. It'd be wonderful if the Pats could get an early lead. But you know what drives me crazy about Brady is he insists on playing every snap, which at age 87 or wherever he's at now is crazy. You know, let Hoyer in there. I don't want Brady to get hurt. I don't care about week two. I care about the second half and the playoffs. But no, I'm sure we'll see a huge dose of Brady and Gronk no matter what the score, because that's just what Belichick does.
Ken Kreitz, fantasy football expert at RotoWire, with us here on the Huddle on 101.3 The Game. We have football tonight, Thursday night, Ravens-Bengals. Joe Mixon, the big star of tonight?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Mixon, the big knock on Mixon was that Coach Lewis loves to play Gio Bernard on third downs, likes his veterans, but they didn't go to Bernard at all last week. So Mixon is looking like maybe the three-down bell cow running back for the Bengals. That means PPR points as well. So, yeah, nice boost up for Mixon. Let's see. We've got him ranked ninth this week, even though Baltimore's got a solid defense. Just the sheer quantity of touches for Mixon looks great. He lost like 15 pounds in the offseason, which I guess has impressed the coaches.
Adam wants to know, Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins?
Well, those are great problems to have. I mean, obviously, that's all about, is Aaron Rodgers healthy or not Sunday morning? So we've got Rodgers at 16 now, but that's sort of hedging based on not knowing whether or not he's going to play. I don't think he practices all week, and I think he plays. But Kirk Cousins is a heck of a backup plan. He's 13th, and that could be a real shootout between Green Bay and the Vikings.
What about John Ross at wide receiver tonight in the game?
You know, Ross, I think he's going to wind up being a DeSean Jackson type, where it's either highs and lows, because he's much more of a deep threat. He hasn't proven himself yet week to week. I'm looking, I mean, we don't have him in our top 40. You know, he's a nice speculative flex play at this point, but he has not convinced fantasy folks that he can do it week to week. Obviously, A.J. Green is the receiver to have in Cincinnati.
Ken, let's see, Miles, or a Ty in Canada, rather, says, I had Delanie Walker as my tight end. My two choices to replace him are George Kittle from San Francisco or Eric Ebron. Who's the better option?
Oh, I can't believe both those guys are available. Those are both great options. We have Ebron 16th this week, George Kittle 8th. I'd probably go Kittle. I mean, he and Jimmy G have clearly chemistry working out very well. But those are both. Can I say both? I mean, I take them both, but probably first to go Kittle. I can't. What is that? A 4-team league he's in? I can't believe they're available the waiver wire. Go Kittle.
Hey, I'm not too sure about my second running back, Collins, for the Ravens. What should I do about that? I have Carlos Hyde, and I just don't know if I'm too confident in Collins.
Oh, we like Collins a lot. We got him 13th this week against the Bengals, and yeah, you obviously, Arnie, you're going to have to decide early because the game's tonight.
Yeah.
But no, we like Collins a lot, and we got him at 13th. I'm sorry, what was the other option you threw out there?
I have Hyde also, and yeah, I think that's it.
Well, I mean, what we like about Carlos Hyde is we really thought there'd be quite the committee in Cleveland, but he seemed to get the bulk of carries. We still have him 25th, though. I still like Collins at 13. I expect him to have a really solid game tonight.
What do you do about a guy like Austin Ekeler for the Chargers? I mean, is he a must-play even though they've got Melvin Gordon?
Certainly not a must-play in standard leagues, but in PPR, boy, he's a real threat between, you know, you never know when he's going to take one of those screen passes to the house. Ekeler is great. I mean, to me, he's a fantastic reserve, especially when your top running backs have a bye week. But, no, it's, you know, you whether or not to play him is a week-to-week thing, depending on your other starting running backs. Clearly, you didn't draft him to be your RB1 or 2. But I do love Ekeler on rosters. That's a great move.
I've got both of them. Should I just play them both?
Wow.
Sure. Go for it.
Hey, Ken, who are your must starts of the week?
I had Yeldon there. I mean, there's the, kind of the obvious names. You know, you got if you've got Jordan Reed, the explosive tight end for Washington, play him now against Indy before he gets hurt. You know, you've got to leverage as much of his talent before his inevitable injury kicks in. Another tight end we're high on this week is Jack Doyle. We have him 5th against Washington because they're just throwing to him a lot. You know, there's a lot of, I'm trying to think of non-obvious must-start guys. We really think Jarvis Landry is going to start shooting up wide receiver rankings. We have him 11th. We know that's going to be a shootout between Cleveland and New Orleans. It's on the turf at New Orleans too, so that's helpful. And hey, if you've got Connor, you've got to run him, you know, for weeks 1 through 9 at least, while Bell continues his holdout.
Adam, again, Carlos Hyde or James White? Which way are you going on that one?
Probably Carlos Hyde, though. If PPR, I tended to go White because, as we've discussed many times, just the lack of receiver options. I think we're going to see a heck of a lot of James White lining up in the backfield and the line of scrimmage. You know, he's essentially a third receiver for them, which is so awesome about Belichick, right? He knows how to move guys around to exploit weaknesses, and James White, another guy you want to leverage as much as possible while he's healthy.
Needless to say, dump the Saints. They gave me a -9 last week.
Boy, you know, that was probably the biggest shocker. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 35 years old, lighting up the Saints like a Christmas tree. What was a great, real solid defense. I think they ended the season ranked 9th or 10th as a fantasy defense. That was quite a shocker. They haven't had a lot of personnel changes. I sort of expect them to eventually turn back. But you can stream defenses. We have a column on RotoWire called Streaming Defenses that's all about picking available defenses off the waiver wire. You know, treat it as a fluid position where you just, you go against matchups. You play rookie QBs. You play teams like the Bills that are really struggling. So I probably do dump the Saints, and I go with, as solid matchups as you can week to week.
Ken, I got two quick questions for you. One, what about daily fantasy? What do you like there?
Oh, daily. Let's see. Well, certainly like the price on Patrick Mahomes. I think it's going to be a real shootout at Pittsburgh. Let's see. I'm trying to think of bargains at running back. You know, we don't have the locked-in bargains like we do in week one, like where Connor is super cheap. I do still think, though, they've got Connor relatively cheap against Kansas City this week. Certainly any of the chief weapons are super explosive. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, here's a really cheap quarterback to go with in daily. Case Keenum facing that Raiders defense that just has no pass rush after Khalil Mack went to Chicago. I wouldn't be shocked to see discount QB Case Keenum light up the Raiders.
Are you going to bring the Real House Dads of Shelburne out to the Burger Bar on Sunday to watch the game or what?
I just heard, the last, in the 3 o'clock hour of the new extended huddle, I just heard the promotions for the Burger Bar. Yeah, I'll send the invite out. When do things get started there? 1 o'clock?
No. We're watching the Patriot game. 4:25.
Oh, sorry. I didn't. My apologies.
And tell all the guys of Shelburne they don't have to wear suits. They could just come casual, okay?
I think you'd be surprised how lackadaisical the dress code is here.
You can still show up at 1 o'clock if you want.
Yeah. Is the Burger Barn going to throw me out if I start spending money at 1 o'clock?
Hey, and Ken, remember, look, RotoWire has been great to me. I'm in a position to win money in two of my three baseball leagues. Tell us how everybody else can get on board.
Oh, thank you, Brady. We'd love folks to try RotoWire free. 10-day trial. It's free. Just go to rotowire.com/free. 10-day trial, no credit card needed. You'll see we have 20 articles per week to help you with fantasy football. All the basketball, hockey, baseball, college football, college hockey, whether it's season-long or daily fantasy content you could possibly want, go to rotowire.com/free for a free 10-day trial.
I'm thinking about trading Tyreek Hill. You interested?
Sure.
Oh, I bet you are. You should have drafted him then. Of course you are.
Hey, Tariq Cohen's on the block. I've made that very clear. No, don't worry about it because Rich and I are going to close that deal.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure it doesn't happen.
We'll see.
All right, Ken, have a good one. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you out at the Burger Bar.
That'd be awesome, gentlemen. Thank you.
Take care.